BBC News. A new ceasefire has come into effect in Syria. One of the men who brokered the deal, the US Secretary of State John Kerry, described it as possibly the last chance to obtain peace in a united Syria. Mr. Kerry acknowledged there would be violations of the truce in the coming hours and days, but urged all parties to abide by the terms of the agreement. Activists are reporting that the ceasefire is mostly holding. A resident of the rebel-held east of Aleppo told the BBC that shelling that had continued throughout the day had stopped and there were no longer aircraft in the skies over the city. Aid agencies are hoping to start making emergency deliveries to besieged areas as soon as possible. Hillary Clinton's team has said the Democratic candidate for the US presidency has no underlying health issues and will be back on the campaign trail later this week. Her Republican rival, Donald Trump, said he hoped Mrs. Clinton would get well soon, but added that the health of the candidates was an issue in the presidential race. The White House has said that President Obama will veto a bill passed by both houses of the US Congress allowing families of victims killed in the September the 11th attacks to sue the government of Saudi Arabia. A spokesman said if the measure became law, other countries would most probably charge and try American citizens. South Sudan's information minister says the government will not yet respond to allegations that the country's leaders are profiteering from the devastating civil war. A new report alleges that President Salva Kiir, the opposition leader Riek Machar, and army generals and their families have amassed fortunes. The former British Prime Minister David Cameron has resigned from Parliament. Mr. Cameron stepped down from the leadership in June after losing the referendum on Britain's membership of the European Union. BBC News.